Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of rejection. Rejection comes because of a lack of love, and brokenheartedness is the result of inner wounding. Bruised emotions and damaged areas in the mind can come through rejection. Again, rejection results from a denial or a lack of love. When you're loved, you're approved and accepted. But when you're rejected, you've been disapproved, you've been refused, you've been turned down, you've been slighted, you've been shunned, you've been ignored or neglected in some way. And this brings damage if you don't deal with it properly. You know, every person needs love. Without love, there can be real soul realm problems develop. Rejection causes a wound to self, and then that will cause quite a bit of abnormality in the soul realm. When love abounds, then rejection will not be able to function. This is the way you're going to overcome the reactions to rejection, because you're going to walk in love. Love defeats the enemy, while rejection will open the door for the devil to do destruction. Love certainly will bring healing, while rejection can bring hurt if you don't deal with it right. And it's important that we overcome rejection. All people experience rejection in their life at one time or another. Jesus, in Isaiah 53, verse 3, it says he was despised and rejected of men. Jesus dealt with it. He didn't get beat up emotionally. He didn't have all these hurts and wounds that caused him to have all this damage in his soul realm. It's the how we react to it that's the key. A wrong reaction to the hurts of rejection is actually sin. One of those is a fear of rejection. That's when a person's wounded from being rejected and they recoil and they put up all these false defense mechanisms in order to protect them from further wounding. They start thinking, who can I trust? You start doing that, you'll have distrust and mistrust spirits coming to you. Will I get hurt again by the one who hurt me? Then you withdraw and escape. Will others inflict wounds on me? So you get afraid that people won't love you. And so to prevent further hurts, you start to get suspicious of others and distrust their motives. And that can cause a lot of bondage. People that get extreme in this become paranoid. Because of the fear of rejection, you actually are building walls around the real you so that you won't get hurt again. A second wrong reaction is self-rejection. That's a person that feels rejected by others. He may decide there's something wrong with me that makes others not like me. Therefore, I reject myself, figuring that if you were okay, you would be loved and accepted. And after you conclude the fact that enjoying acceptance by others is what you want to pursue, then you start to make the change in your own personality. You don't want to change your personality. You want to let God heal you and deliver you from wrong reactions, of course. But you want to accept yourself, and you do not want to receive the hurts and wounds from rejection. When you reject self, you're going to open the door to alternate demonic personalities to come in. In fact, self-rejection is certainly a door opener to people that have schizophrenia. And that's a system of demons that come in that really warp the real you. Because of rejection and accompanying fear of rejection or self-rejection, what happens? You're unable to receive love from others, or even to give it out to others. The Bible says we're to love one another as we love ourselves. We've got to love ourselves, look at ourselves as valuable and precious. Rejection is certainly the reaction, the result of self-centered humanity. You can't avoid it, but you've got to learn how to avoid its wounds. You can live above hurt if you get your eyes off self and on Jesus, and you walk in love and deal with what comes at you. Well, we're going to talk about reasons for rejection. Have you been rejected? These are common ways that this kind of a problem occurs. The number one situation is our inheritance line. If you have people in your inheritance line that have been rejected, your mother or father, then you could have these inherited rejection curses coming down the line affecting you. In Numbers 14:18, the Bible talks about the iniquities of the fathers that are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. If there was rejection in your inheritance line, then this inherited spirit will come into you, it will be in you, and try to work at you throughout your life. And I've seen this in talking with so many, that where they have had continual problems throughout their life and being rejected. It seemed like everywhere they went, time after time, circumstance after circumstance, didn't matter what was going on, but something would happen to cause them to be rejected. And they saw this pattern. If you see a pattern of this going on in your life, you know that you have some problems with spirits of rejection that are working against you. And this is important. You've got to deal with this, break these curses, and to cast out the spirits that are causing the problem. This is the way you're going to get healed from the effects of it. Also, people can be rejected in the womb. If you are conceived out of wedlock, not wanted, or if whoever, your mother or father, contemplated abortion, you were not loved, hey, the baby knows that, and it's going to minister a rejection into the baby. Most adoption cases, not all, but a great number of them, usually because the fact that the child was not wanted at the time, either of conception or not wanted soon after, and it ministers rejection. If you were conceived too soon after marriage, intrusion into the marriage in the parents' plans, or too close to the birth of a previous child, an untimely birth, or a financial strain on the family, or that surprise baby, the little accident is such what people might say. Remember, God doesn't make accidents. But if you thought that, then you ministered a rejection into your child. If the parents wanted a boy and you got a girl, or vice versa, then you would reject them. And I've ministered lots of deliverance to people who have had a rejection of gender, and it's caused them either to be tomboyish or kind of feminine. The girl being a tomboy or the boy being having a feminine type of attitudes and so forth because of the rejection. It's important that you don't reject your child at any time from the time of conception on. Childhood rejection can also open up the door. Rejection by parents, rejection by brothers or sisters or relatives, rejection by peers. And you know you want to be accepted. And this is where so many things happen to children when they're young, because they want to be accepted by their peers. You know, children can be very cruel and very destructive. They can laugh at you, make fun of you, and do all kinds of things that can be very hurtful and destructive. And children have to learn how to deal with rejection. You know, maybe you were left out of things in your life. You didn't get to participate in things. You were ridiculed. You were excluded because you weren't wanted. You were forgotten, inadequate, overlooked by people, even accidentally. A lot of times you can think that people intended it, but they may not have intended it, but nonetheless you received it as rejection. You were unaccepted for some reason. Or maybe you were compared with other members of the family and you didn't measure up. You weren't good enough. Or you're pressured to become what someone else is like. See, this is all ministering rejection to you. Many people have been rejected because of their physical looks, or handicapped, or deformed. And this is going to bring a lot of bondage into a person's life. Verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, all is ministering rejection into a person. If you've been berated, you've been ridiculed, you've been put down as such, people may have said, you can't do anything right, you'll never amount to anything, you're stupid, you're dumb, I wish you were dead, I wish you were never born, these kind of statements from a parent, it is going to minister rejection into you. Also, rejection comes from relationships. Friendships, friends turn upon you, and then you feel rejected. And if you don't deal with it properly, it could bring hurts and wounds into you. Also in marriage, either separation or divorce can cause some very serious wounds of rejection. Unfaithfulness on the part of one means rejection of that spouse for another. And you've essentially, the person has hurt you through the betrayal of love. And this is important. Also, there can be a lot of rejection just even in marriages where there's no communication or no friendship or no love. This is why we cannot minister rejection to another person, or we're playing right into the hands of the enemy. We've got to learn to deal with rejection properly. How are we going to deal with it? First of all, we're not going to react out of self. If you react out of self, you'll react in hurt. You don't have to be hurt. Jesus didn't get hurt and beat up because people rejected him. He understood what was going on. And you need to understand, it is the devil working through people if they are not operating in love towards you. So you've got to get stabilized in God's love and know that God loves you. And if people reject you, they have given place to the devil and they have not walked in the ways of love. A second thing is you need to forgive immediately. Always forgive. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Luke 23:34. And he was tempted in all points, including with the opportunity to get hurt, get a bad attitude, negative against people. Jesus did not get beat up and bruised and wounded by all the rejection that he experienced. He dealt with it properly. You don't have to get beat up either. You can come through. When people reject you, you can't take it personally. If you take it personally, then you're discerning things after the flesh and you're looking at things in the natural. If you discern things in the spirit and you know people after the spirit, not after the flesh, as the Bible says, then you're going to respond in the spirit as God would respond. First of all, you know that God doesn't reject you. God loves you. He says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You are accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1:6. So you can stabilize in that. If people have rejected you, they have a problem. They have been given place to the devil. They may have had some attitudes. They have had something going on in their life of where they are not operating in love. Get your eyes off yourself. Otherwise, you will react in a wrong way. You know, now if someone's rejecting you and trespassing against you continually, of course you got to forgive them continually, but it'd be wise to move away and get away from that person so that you will not continually have to deal with that rejection coming at you. Now, if you do not forgive, you will be turned over to the tormentors. This is why you've got to make a decision that you're going to forgive a person always at the point of your will. The wrong reactions to rejection would be anger and bitterness and rebellion. Inward reactions that would be wrong would be falling back into insecurity or fear or discouragement or self-pity or feeling inferior. That's what a lot of people do. They feel inferior. They start getting defensive, critical, and judgmental to defend themselves, or they have distrust or mistrust towards others, and some even will withdraw and have hardness, a hard shell, and they won't let anyone in. Whatever the reaction would be, if it's outward or inward, it is going to be contrary to the Word of God. It's an area of sin, and God does not want you to react in this way. God wants you to get free of rejection and the reactions, because most of the time when people have been rejected, then they have reacted in a particular way, and then what comes after that is readjustments to the fact that they've been rejected, and they readjust their life and become different in order to try to deal with that. And we're going to be talking about that on the next broadcast, but you've got to realize that if you've been hurt and wounded from rejection, you need to get delivered, you need to get healed. And we'll be glad to minister to you. If you'd like us to minister to you, give us a call, 268-9673, and we will make an appointment to minister to you. Look forward to seeing you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today...